Hey, this is your producer, Duff. What you're about to listen to is filled with witty rants and dry humor. While our show can be very entertaining, we feel we must caution the close-minded among us. There's foul, dirty fits of geeked-out rage and all-around bad attitudes ahead. Can't say we didn't warn you. So, keep your hands away from your private parts and your ears engaged at all times. This is Prime. Hello and welcome to Prime on the Rogantel Podcast Network. You know, the week can be tough. Listening to us might make it a little bit easier. My name is Duff. I am your producer. With us tonight is Kerry and Michael. What's up, guys?
Howdy.
Hola.
How the hell are you?
I don't even know. Just too tired.
I hear that. Michael, yourself?
I currently as tired and holding a baby.
Oh, so look at you holding a little Prime baby.
Little Prime baby Jasmine.
Hell yeah.
Oh, well, I was going to make her make some noise, but it's all right. She's eating a bottle. I'd rather her do that. She has been giving us the business for this last like week and a half. It's no bueno. I just want to let you guys know that, anybody who's thinking about having a baby out there, Think twice. Think hard about it. Definitely think hard about it. Because
what are the pros in your life of being a father of two?
Well, the pros is, well, my son is 9, so he's perfect. He's almost self-reliant, pretty much. But the 2-month old, she's really cute. I'll give her that. She's cute. The cats seem to like her, and she's not allergic to them
yet.
I'm thinking of all the pros, and you know what? She makes me even weaker. Like, my son made me emotional, you know, get rid of all that machismo stuff, and she's breaking down the second one. But boy, I thought the second time around would be easy. I'm like, oh, I did it the first time. Oh God, she's not like her brother, and I'm glad she's not old enough to understand what that means, because her brother was the best baby. coming out the womb, he was perfect. Only cried when he needed something. Just sat and chilled the whole time. I used to hold him in my arms, and we would watch different shows that he had no idea what was going on. And she's got an attitude. So I see the difference between babies already, between boys and girls. So, yeah. That's no hate to you, Kara.
That's quite all right.
There's got to be some good in being a father of Jasmine. I mean, A, she's the prime baby.
Yeah, I'm going to say, no, listen. One, she's the prime baby. That's first and foremost. Two, she's awesome when she's not crying.
Yeah. And when she's shitting on you, because, you know, we're going to have
actually, that's fun.
By the end of the year, we're going to have an entire episode of nothing but shitting on daddy time.
Well, see, here's the thing. Hopefully, I won't have her too many times when we're doing the show. Oh no, throw ups! We got the throw ups.
There you go.
Yeah. I think that's letting her know. Don't talk smack about me.
Yeah. So let's give you guys a little bit of intel on why we didn't do an episode last week.
Didn't wanna.
Well, it wasn't so much that we didn't wanna. Believe me, we did.
I didn't wanna. Therefore, no show.
The talent doesn't want to do it. There is no show without the talent. Okay.
Yeah, Mike was so upset. He, you know, I told him early in the morning that we were going to do a show and everything was going to be great. And he got his clips together and everything was great. And
are you talking about last week or this week?
Last week.
Okay, yeah. Last week I was ready.
Yeah, last week you were ready. We weren't going to do clips. We were going to save that for this week. So he didn't do clips, and now we don't have clips for today on his end because had to work.
I had some work thing where I had to go back in and help a guy at work. Really, I just had to freaking wait for somebody who lost their car keys inside the building that's already locked up, and now they owe me lunch for coming out there. I mean, I only work 8 minutes away from my house, but hey, man, you know, it's precious time. I could have been looking for clips in that 30-40 minutes I
spent. Exactly. And that was what you were planning on doing.
that was the plan, and it didn't work out that way. So, hey, man. But he's not a bad guy, but hopefully my son can hear. Fuck him. right in the mouth. Right in the mouth. All right. It's like mouth and eyes. Let's do that.
You're a deep mess right there.
I'm gonna be honest with you. I was so tired at work today. I told my boss that, and he was tired, but he's more of like, I don't know if he was partying or what, but yeah, man, I was like, I'm in a carry mood today. You know, like,
she's rubbing off on you, and not in the good way.
No, but, you know, it was just like, I still have to, like, I have to manage accounts and help customers. So it's like the worst of both worlds.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm busy taking emails, trying to help people and phone calls, and then I physically have to help people who walk in, especially, I'll leave it for the end of the show, but especially since one of the guys forced himself to get fired this week.
Oh, yeah, you'll have to tell us more about that later.
Yeah, give us some pro tips.
he was a pro at it, man. I'll give him that. He was an old looking meth head type of guy, but yeah.
Well, anyway, what we were talking about was that we didn't do a show last week
because I didn't want
to. And it wasn't that you didn't want to, Carrie. I know you're trying to be funny and all that, but
there is no try.
She is funny.
Yes, I will give her that. But on Thursday, last Thursday, we got brand new furniture. We got two Ashley pieces. Did we get it Wednesday? Who cares?
Got it Wednesday. Thursday, my battery died. Friday, I stayed home because my car still wouldn't start. And that's when the desk got here.
Yeah. Saturday, nothing happened. Sunday, Duff replaced Carrie's battery.
Duff's the man. Give it up for Duff. Is there a hand clap sound we can make?
Nah, no need for that. No need.
Oh, Duff, come on. Give yourself a pat on the back on that one, baby.
Nah, I'll wait till later. You can do it while you're fucking me.
Well, ew. I mean, my wife's around. All right? Let's just talk like that when she's around.
I do not know why I said that. I think I might cut that.
Yeah,
you might. You know, we'll just turn it into a nice massage. That's all it is. We'll turn it into a nice massage.
No happy ending?
Listen, depends on how you play cards, all right?
Okay.
You know?
All right. All right, well, we got some new furniture last week, and then we got an early delivery of Carrie's desk.
And it wasn't early.
It was supposed to be delivered on Monday, and it ended up getting delivered on Friday. So
the fucking thing should have been delivered weeks ago.
Yeah, I know that, but Amazon kind of dropped the ball.
Yeah, it sounds like they did.
Yeah. We still love Amazon, though. Anywho, we got an early delivery, and it was a huge box, and it was in our kitchen, 140 pounds. And so we decided we should probably get that installed.
That, and I didn't want to do a show.
What she said. But here it is this week, and we have a show. We're doing a show. We said we were going to do a show. Well, we did it.
Well, that means we can go home now.
We are home.
Oh.
hey, if you guys out there that actually listen to the show want us to pay more attention to doing a show every week, let us know. Because right now, we don't know what you want. You might want us to do a bi-weekly show because it's a long-form show and you don't have time to listen to it while you're driving. I get it. Let us know. prime@rogantel.com.
The more you grow. Oops, sorry. Grew up again.
You're going to have to start wearing a poncho, like a rain slicker or something, so you can just hose you off after the show.
Oh, listen, this week she has messed up multiple shirts. Like, I mean, hands down, yes, last night she threw up on my one shirt three times in a row. Like, the first time I was like, oh, she got me. Second time I was like, this isn't cool. And then the third time I was like, you little mother. I was like, you're lucky you're my daughter. You're lucky you're my daughter. It's like, I'm telling you, this week she wasn't cool, man. Like, the last almost 2 weeks, she's real, real asshole-ish about it. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, you know.
I was telling people, I was like, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm just getting to know her right now. Shit attitude.
Well, maybe she's hitting a growing spurt. That'll make a kid cranky.
Yeah.
I hope that's what it is, because we all know she was a little preemie. But, she was. And then we had to change formula. Look, this is about to become the parent podcast here in a second. But, yeah, takes up so much of our life again. God, we just had got freedom, too. I mean, my son is 9 years old, and he showers, can cook for himself to a certain degree, you know, take care of stuff, take trash out. I mean, the boy's on his ball. You know, I give it to him. You know, smart as a whip, and then we just started all over again.
Sounds like you're shit out of luck.
It's all right. I got another 18 years, don't they say? Isn't that what it is?
Well, that's when you hope that they leave the house.
Yeah.
Oh, no. See, I'm going to do what my dad did. And if anybody knows him, his name is Donald Jenkins. Donald Jenkins is a wonderful man. Right now, we are not talking because he's not being that wonderful of a man. But he's a wonderful guy. He told me when I was 17, my senior year, towards the end, he was like, you got two options. You can go to school, you know, live on campus or whatever. But if you live here, you're going to have to pay rent and you're going to have to pay half of the bills. And you still have to live by my rules.
Wow.
When I tell you, I took my little probably $500 and my no job having self and all the furniture I had in my room and moved the fuck out. I did that immediately. Before I even turned 18, I was out of the house. I mean, I graduated at 17, but yeah. I was out of that place. And then like a week later when I moved into my rat and roach infested apartment with my cousin.
Oh
yeah, it was great. But I will tell you one thing, very respectable roaches and rats. When we had company over, they disappeared. When they had company, we disappeared. That's all it was. All right. Anytime we left the house, it was like, all right, roaches, you know, you guys can hang out and chill. I'll be back in a few hours. When I come back, please, you know, be respectful of a common space, you know. Except for the one time, and this may take away from my sexiness factor. The one time I was dead sleeping, I've been told I have sleep apnea. I don't know. I'm always asleep when it happens. but I was told I have sleep apnea, and I sleep with my mouth open. And a nice, healthy-sized cockroach crawled in my mouth.
Oh, dude.
That's
horrible.
I don't know if you know this, but it happened to me. And
he knows he was there.
Yeah. And it was funny because if you've never had a roach or some type of bug with, you know, like, six legs or more, whatever. If you never had one crawl on you, like on your neck or you know how to get that little weird feeling where you're like, something's on you. Yeah. So I was feeling on my face. Mind you, I didn't have a beard or any hair on my face at the time. So I vividly remember being asleep, but scratching at my face. And mouth still open, still snoring. And I just so happened to feel something on the corner of my mouth. And what only thing that saved me from the cockroach crawling all the way into my mouth was the big ass antennas they have on the top of their head that they feel around for. And that was feeling around on the top row of my teeth and my upper lip. Mm-mm. And so I felt it. I felt like one or two legs going into my mouth. And when I tell you, I have never in my life woke up so fast. Like, it was movie style. I woke up, grabbed the side of my face. I don't know what was there. Grabbed the side of my face and threw it against the wall. Uh-huh. And you know that... Wait. And you know that some bitch was still alive? When I tell you, I took a boot and I stomped him for about 5 minutes. I made sure he was dead. I was like, you won't tell anybody about this. I can't tell you that.
And you now you're telling everyone about this.
Yeah, well, yeah. Now, I mean, I was 18, so that was, what, about 13, 14 years ago? So I'm good now, you know. But I love telling it because it grosses other people out. They're like, and I've had girls like, no girls gonna want to kiss you. I'm like, I'm married. It's too late. I told her the story when we met, and she still married me. So, you know, her fault, you know. Wow. But, yeah, that was an interesting thing.
I'd say so.
I got violated by a cockroach, yeah.
My first apartment with my ex-wife now, my dead ex-wife now, but I digress. I didn't so kill her. I promise.
Yes, yes. Wink, wink.
No, totally unrelated circumstances. Anyway, my first apartment with my ex-wife, man, I tell you, it was roach infested, and we just couldn't get rid of them. But the rent was, like, dead cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, trust me. We were paying $325. That shows you how much. For a two-bedroom, one bath, we were paying $325.
No, that's even cheaper, yeah.
Yeah, we were in the heart of the ghetto. But, I knew my cousins and them lived in that area. And plus, my cousin knew everybody who lived in the apartment building. So I never actually got robbed, and I had a nice little Camaro. I never got robbed, but people around me did. And I remember it's funny because I went from my family's from there. I've been over there thousands of times during my life, but my friends, I spent 4 years living in the suburbs. So I would have my friends drop me off from we went to the same school, and I had one friend. He had a nice little Expedition. He dropped me off, and I needed him to wait for 5 minutes while I went inside and got my backpack. And when I tell you, he was so scared. And he was fidgeting and looking all around and he had the doors locked, and I came outside, the doors were extra locked, and he jumped when I got. I'm like, what's wrong with you? He's like, man, you live here? I'm like, yeah, yeah. And he was like, are you for real? He said, yeah. Cause again, I'm coming from a nice suburban area where, you know, manicured lawns and the nice homes and all that to this goddamn pretty much project building. with people hanging out in front of it. And it's funny because I knew the little people hanging out in front of it and all that. And so, you know, I'm not afraid, but he was scared out of his mind. And they were messing with him, like me mugging him, staring at him. And when they were staring at him and wouldn't stare away. So even when he looked at him or turned away, they were still staring at him. So I totally get it why he was kind of afraid, but he was also just kind of like a suburban kid who, you know, got a little taste of what it's like in the real world. Ah. So yeah, guys, that was interesting. I like how we went from babies to roaches and mouse.
Yeah, I don't know how that happened. What do you say we talk about some topics?
Yeah, let's do it.
I got some news. We all love sci-fi, and Stranger Things is definitely one of the most awesomest sci-fi entries of this century. And
it is.
I definitely dig it, and I have the soundtrack because they have two soundtracks for the series that you can buy, and I really want to get the vinyl, but right now all I've got is the digital version. Well, of course, the Stranger Things soundtrack is now coming to cassette.
What?
Well, that's so stupid.
I totally agree. This is one of the things that I am not into. I love retro. I love vinyl because it sounds so much better. And there's things you just can't get on CD that are on vinyl. And I've talked about this before ad nauseum, so I won't do it again. But vinyl is amazing. But even though I cut my teeth on cassette tapes, my first ever electronic repair was a my first Sony tape player. So you'd think that I would be into this, but I'm not, because cassettes are a dead piece of technology.
Yeah, they are.
What say you, Carrie? I know that you used to have quite a few cassettes.
Once upon a time, but then this thing called CDs came out.
Yeah.
And the tapes got trashed and replaced by CDs. Of which I still have those, even though everything's now digital.
Yeah.
I would never go back to a cassette tape.
No. Ever. No, the sound was just horrible for the most part. There were some better technologies later on in years, but it still doesn't make up for the amount of crap cassettes out there.
Well, hold on now, guys. My dad had a nice cassette stereo system, like one of the big DJ ones, because he used to be a DJ. It sounded pretty nice. I'm pretty sure if I listen to it now, it sounds like crap. But hey, man, you know, at the time, it was boss, baby.
Yeah, but because of digital technology and now, digital multimedia, there's just no comparison. The sound of a cassette tape is And again, I know there were better technologies that came out, but you know, later on in the years of the cassettes, but I really feel that for the most part, all of the shit was, well, just that.
It was shit.
It was shit. Yeah. The quality was just muddy as hell.
I mean, it was awesome to be able to have the portability. You know, you can't take a record player with you in your vehicle. You can't walk around with a record player on your hip. You know, so, you know, I had probably the best Walkman.
Oh, you had the Sony Walkman, didn't
that
you?
That money could buy back in the day. And I'd still have it if I had my choice about it, because it was just, I have never seen another one like it. While all that might be great and it's fun to think back on, there'd be no way in hell I'd ever want to go back to that as the standard medium.
No, I totally agree. I mean, it's too much of a hassle, especially when you can just pop out your phone, plug it in via, you know, Bluetooth or wire to your car stereo and just go to town.
I mean, all this is a money grab. It's, oh, do you remember this? And, oh, Stranger Things is such a great show, which that's subjective.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, Kurt, I'd never disagree with you, but, except for that one time we talked about Hitler. But,
hey.
I know the Hitler of your dreams. There you go. I got it. But I would say, but I'm going to have to disagree with you on this, Kerr. All right,
Mike. Things. From now on, you can only listen to cassette tapes and watch VHS.
No beta?
No beta.
No, I don't think that's a horrible idea. I'll just say Stranger Things is a good show, is what I mean.
I know, it is a great show. And, you know, there is a method to their madness. Here's the weird thing. Cassette sales in the U.S. actually grew last year with 129,000 copies being sold.
That's because really? America has too many fucking retarded people.
Yeah. Yeah, they really do. And they all have beards and mustaches and tight jeans and they live at home.
I was going to say, wait a second. I live in a home and I have a beard and a mustache. I don't wear tight jeans, though. I can't fit them. I'm too fat.
No, you don't have a beard, dude. You have scruff. I have scruff. Hey. I'm talking about those.
He's talking about hipster.
Yes, I'm talking about those, hipsters.
The big, stupid, long.
Yes, like, these like are the people like who are into cassette tapes. And it makes no sense.
That is true. That is true.
I mean, using it as, like, for example, I produce another show on the network called Fadtabulous that I host with my very own Carrie Lamb.
You're kidding.
No, I am not kidding. And
what's it called?
Yeah, Fadtabulous. And
when does it come on?
Every Tuesday on RogueIntel.com or wherever fine podcasts are distributed.
How did we get on those distribution lists?
Because we are a part of the Rogue Intel Network. Mm. Anyway, thank you for playing along with my games. No, I really did mention that for a reason. When we record a show, we have little audio transition pieces that we use to, you know, get to from one section of the show to the other. And when we go to a break, we play this sound effect that sounds like, and then the ad plays. And then when the ad is done, we get a sound that sounds like, and then we go back into the show. And that's every episode.
And I know, I thought of it.
Yeah, you did. But we do that for nostalgia. We are all about nostalgia on Fadtabulous, because that's what it is about.
There's one thing about being nostalgic, and there's another that is pure blatant stupidity, and it's marketed to those people. Oh my God, it's a cassette tape. When was the last time you saw one of those? Oh, let's go to Urban Outfitters and drop $20 on something that we won't ever be able to play because we haven't had a cassette tape player since we gave the last one to Goodwill 4 years ago.
You know, it's funny that you said that because these cassettes will go on sale July 14th, but only in Urban Outfitters stores.
Shocker. Because who shops at Urban Outfitters?
Hipsters.
There you go.
Yeah. Yeah, now, they will also be selling a deluxe vinyl box set complete with character sales.
Oy vey.
So that, I will have to go to an Urban Outfitters, wherever the hell there is one around here.
I will beat you like I own you when you get home.
Where do you think I got the... Where do you think I got the last AFI album?
I'm aware of where you got it. It's the fact of what you're getting there. You don't need it.
Can we just go on the point of Carrie said, I will beat you like I own you? Oh, God, I had a point to make. I was going to say that she was done. I just had to laugh at that one.
That's right. Just a matter of how much she adores me.
I know. Well, quick question. So where did hipsters come from? Is it the men who were in like the early 2000s? No. No, I was going to say, but listen, what was it? The people who used to be the men who used to be metrosexuals.
Yes, it's the hipsters? People. It's the people who used to be metrosexuals, but realize that they can grow a full beard, and that is a commodity around here these days. I mean, even me, I can't grow a full beard. You can't grow a full beard. Carrie, good Lord, can't grow a full beard.
You got to see some of this beard under here, baby. I got something, man. I got something.
You don't know what I can and cannot do.
I've been with you for 15 years, lady.
She's just been not letting it grow. That's it.
There you go.
She was being very kind to you and making sure that she didn't outshine you on the beard tip.
Well, that you got to figure as women get older, their hormones change and facial hair starts growing. So I bet one day I'll have a better beard than you.
Nah. You'll be fine.
You know what's funny? I told my wife.
Your wife is funny?
Well, yeah, she is to me. But I was going to say, you know what? I probably shouldn't say this. So I think she picks her chin hair. And I was like, I see her doing it and I never see anything. I'm like, oh, you're just being overzealous. And then one day she let it grow.
Oh, man.
I was like, yeah, let's go ahead and shave and pick that right quick. I don't like the way it looks at all. It's like, you are very much, very much more attractive when I didn't know this about you. And you know what? And on that note, hey, P. Duffy,
what up,
let me ask you a quick question.
All right, I got a quick answer for you.
All right, now check this out. I need you to listen. I'm going to whisper a little bit. Have you gotten any good loot crates?
Dude, you're always one to kick that punch out. Yes, I have gotten some loot crates, actually. As a matter of fact, hold on. I got a new Firefly loot crate, and I signed up for it by going to lootcrate.com/PrimePod.
PrimePod.
On this go-around of the Firefly cargo crate, we've got River. I said Firefly.
How much stuff did they have from this one show that had one season and one movie?
Shut up, dude. You leave me the fuck alone. I pay $40 every other month for this motherfucker. You respect my wallet.
Hey, you know what? I respect your money, baby. I respect your name. All right? You guys say put some respect on my name.
Respect?
On my name.
Respect?
On my name.
I think you're forgetting a T.
No. I'm purposely saying it that way, but we'll get into that later. Go ahead, baby.
Ooh, you hit the mic. Who hit the mic?
Sorry.
All right, well, whatever.
I'm not the one holding the baby.
This is true.
All right. Well, yes, we've got River Tam. We've got a really nice mini master figure from the Little Damn Heroes line. Very, very cool. And we've got a Q-Fig that just happens to be River, I think, as well.
It's Kaylee.
Oh, it's Kaylee. Okay, so I've got a Q-Fig miniature figurine that's Kaylee. And the sticker on the box this month is Miranda, which is, of course, if you know the movie Serenity, it's the it's basically Pluto. But yeah, so we got a nice, really, really, really smooth decal. And we got a blow-up Reaver axe. That is, I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with this. It's a rubber blow-up axe that you can blow up and just do. I don't know what the hell you would do with it, but I want it anyway. And, of course, like every box, We've got some trading cards, not trading cards, but info cards on the different planets and things within the universe. Flashcard Miranda.
And you forgot the pin and the t-shirt.
Oh, yes. I got a Fruity Odie Bars t-shirt and pin. And, of course, that's from Serenity as well. So I got to say, I love Serenity. Serenity is essentially River's swan song. Does anyone care to comment on that?
No, because I don't feel like you getting your knickers in a knot.
All right, then. If you want to get your own loot crate, or, you don't have to get Firefly. They have regular loot crate for non-stupid people. If you want to get your own loot crate or anything, really, from lootcrate.com, go to lootcrate.com/primepod and use the coupon code PRIMEPOD at checkout for an additional 10% off.
Or Dalton B. Weak Sauce.
Loot Crate!
All right, we're going to go to a break. We don't have Stump the Chump ready for you guys. I mean, we do, but, Mike, I don't know if you know, but he's got two kids.
Yeah, I was about to say that. I appreciate that, Duffy.
Yeah. So we're going to go to a break. When we get back, we've got more shenanigans coming up for you right here on Prime.
Yeah, every time I go to get new body armor or some more drones, I always go to Amazon. But I don't just go to any Amazon. I go to rogueintel.com/Amazon. So this way I can help out my favorite podcast with every purchase I make. And I know I purchase a lot. Get to the chopper now!
Are you listening to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast? Each and every week, Denver sports writer Clint Daly brings you a sarcastic look at the top stories in the world of sports. Whether it's baseball, basketball, football, or hockey, the Daily Dose brings a unique common sense outlook on the world of sports. And if you listen to the show every week, you will be entered into a contest to win tickets to some of the biggest sporting events in the world.
Wait, we don't actually do that.
What?
You don't get entered into win any tickets.
Why?
Why does that not happen? That's not what we do at the Daily Dose.
What kind of show is this?
It's a sport. You said it's a sports show. You said what it was.
But you don't win anything.
But you don't win anything for listening. You listen and you enjoy the show, but you don't.
I don't understand.
Just keep going.
Each week on the Daily Dose, Clint interviews some of the biggest names in sports and entertainment.
That's not. You made that part up. That's not what we had you read. We had you come in with the sexy voice and all, but then you're adding stuff that the show isn't really about.
Who talks on this show?
I do. I talk on the show. We talk
about. You have no guests?
What? Sometimes we do, but that's. It's not like we're going and getting LeBron James or Michael
Jordan.
A lot of people listen. There's a lot of people that like the show.
Are you sure?
We brought you in.
Do we know?
We brought you in to do something very specific, and you're not doing what we asked you to do. Just finish the read.
Fine. Listen to the Daily Dose Sports Podcast, wherever fine podcasts are hosted, and you can always find it on the Rogue Intel Podcast Network.
Was that so hard?
Touche El Douche. Sean McVie.
Hey, it's Sean, and if you're not listening to our podcast, here's what you've missed.
And the thing was, he couldn't stand Richard high. He couldn't stand Richard on drugs. He couldn't stand when Richard was high, period. And he loved him to death, but he could not be around him when he was all fucked up. And that's the real tragedy of it, is one of his best friends that he could never hardly be around.
That's kind of the case with a lot of people. Like, there are a lot of people that I love that I could not stand when they were fucked up. I don't mean like high on the weed.
Could you said that more like a grandmother?
I'm glad you enjoyed them, sir, but no, I'm afraid they are not real radio personalities.
We have a new show up every Wednesday on rogueintel.com, or for more info, go to our website.
Yeah, and go where? Where are we gonna go?
ToucheElDouche.net.
Maybe this is where Jeff gets ideas.
Listen to Hellfire on Prime Network. Is it Prime Network? Rogue Intel Network? Prime Rogue Intel Network? Is it one long name or are you using two names? The Prime Podcast. This is the Prime Podcast. Are we live? Is this the Prime Podcast? Hey, Mom! I'm listening to the Prime Podcast! Did I lose you guys? I'm getting yelled at for dinner.
Hey, Mom! Let me-
meatloaf. I don't know. I'm hungry for Buttercup, some Campbell's soup, and some Pop-Tarts at this point. I don't know why. Oh. Hey, this is Hellfire, and you're listening to the Prime Podcast.
I gotta say, I love Hellfire to death. That man is funny.
I don't even know who that is.
He's a fan of the show, a longtime fan of the show, since the Chris days.
Oh, well, thank you, Hellfire.
Yeah, he moved to Hawaii, if memory serves. And really? So he hasn't been on lately, but he used to watch all our live shows, yeah.
Oh, I got Cranky Baby. Cranky Baby, pass by to the rescue. Come on, yes, sir.
But more funnily is Clint Daly. That cat is a crazy guy.
Really, now?
Well, you heard his new promo, didn't you? We just played it.
I didn't. I'm be honest with you, I had Baby the whole time, so right. I didn't get listen to all of it. I just heard Hellfire, and I thought it was kind of funny.
Ah. Well, it's funny. You should check it out.
Clint Daly.
You should download it at theprimepod.com or on iTunes.
You know what? I'm going to have to check him out, because I know he's a sports guy.
Yes,
I know
he
that's
is.
Not your, that's not your... It's not your realm.
It's not my realm, but I do watch or I do listen to every single episode because it's funny.
Oh, so you're up on sports by like osmosis, basically. Like you're looking for comedy.
No, because I only listen to the funny parts.
Oh, never mind. I was about to make you look cool for a second there, buddy.
Oh no, I don't deal the sports ball, man. Mm-mm.
You don't like the sports.
I'm more in the sports than he is.
Really?
Yeah.
Come on, Curry.
For really,
yeah,
though.
We hold on. Jesus. A wiggle worm. Come on, take the best. Ah.
So for those who might be watching the Facebook live stream or the YouTube video, you might notice that there's a bobbling head behind my shoulder, and that would be Carrie. Well, I did say we got our new couch. She's waving.
She moved the moment you said that. I was like, Carrie's on screen?
Now she's flipping you off, Mike.
Oh, man. But, come on, Curry.
Yeah,
show that beautiful face, baby.
New.
We did mention that she got a new couch, and I get to sit in it, too. So, but we also got a new desk. So I ordered 35 feet of XLR cable. And headphone wire. So we are going to be moving her over to her own desk, which is going to be really cool. It's just going to not be done until tomorrow. So that's why she's bobbling behind me.
I'll really not pay attention when I'm sitting in front of a desktop with two monitors. What? Oh, you were talking to me? I don't know.
Stop playing solitaire, Carrie.
Shut up. I'm playing bingo. Jeez.
Jeez. Jesus Christ.
Like, what evs?
What evs? Like, you know, WTF, OMG, BTW. I just learned BTW.
By like, the way.
6 months ago, by the way.
SMH. Yeah.
Shaking my head.
You said what?
SMH.
Oh, shaking my head, yeah.
FML.
Well, I'll tell you right now, FML, because this little girl won't stay still. Wait, that means fudge my life, right?
Yes. Except not fudge.
Uh-oh. See? She's getting cranky on me. You try to get cranky on me? Look at these people. Look at the people. You got to prove to them.
Oh, she looks baby. Just like you, dude.
Well, that's why I claim her. People don't understand how serious I am when I say that. I think it's a joke. They're like, whenever somebody sees my son and me, like this old lady saw my son in the store with me, and she was like, oh my God, that is so your son. He is a spitting image. And I say it jokingly, but I'm very serious. I was like, yeah, that's why I stuck around. And she's like, she's like, that's so, she's like, you're so funny. I was like, yeah, I know. I was like, oh, I'm for real, but yeah. She was like, oh my God. And she tried to have a whole conversation about like raising other people's kids. I was like, listen here, I don't think we should have this conversation because one, if this little boy that I thought was my son is not my son, I am a free man. I'm going to be very bitter towards women for like a long time. And that's pretty much
it. Oh, my God. He turned into Trevor.
Well, I don't know if I'd be that bad. I have a friend that happened to, though. I think I told you that.
Yeah, you told the story on the show.
Yeah, yeah. And it's a very horrible story to tell.
Yeah, it really is.
I'm pretty sure if we were still friends, he wouldn't want me to tell that story anymore.
I guess he shouldn't have unfriended you on Facebook.
I mean, yeah, it is what it is. You know, I mean, it wasn't a bad, you know, like, end of a friendship. It was just like, oh, we don't talk anymore. Like, yeah. That's it.
Oh, I have tons of friends like that.
Exactly. But again, because we don't talk anymore, there's nobody to stop me from telling this story.
Yeah.
And it's a very horrible, interesting story that everybody, when I tell them, they go, "Ooh, really?"
Yeah.
Like, yeah, man. It's horrible. So these babies better come out looking like Miguel.
Miguel. Well, this one did. This one did very much so.
Yeah, yeah. Her dimples are crazy.
Well, it's like, it happened to me too. I gave birth to one and it isn't mine, but I stuck around.
No, it is definitely not. Silly. As a matter of fact, speaking of raising other people's children, I walk around with Jamie at the mall or at the store or wherever. And Jamie, to remind everybody here, is Carrie's son.
So they say.
So they say. Stupid. And people are like, "Oh, he looks just like you." And I'm like, "Oh, thank you."
Well, I used to get that with Kelly.
Oh, yeah, you did. Well, yeah, but it helps that we're all Irish.
I was going to say, it kind of is messed up, but because you guys are like
all
like
white or Irish. That's it. Say it. That's it. Say it.
You said what?
It's right, because we're white. We all look alike, right?
Well, it's just like any of your kids. As long as she would have screwed around on another black man with another black man, you wouldn't be able to tell because they all look black.
Oh,
it's the same thing, dude. I mean, if you're gonna say if you're gonna say it, we can say it.
You actually didn't let me finish, but I appreciate it. I was gonna say it's because you guys are big. Seriously?
Are you calling us fat?
I was talking about your boy,
height.
The son. I'm talking about him. He's a pretty big fella there.
Yeah, and my other one's like 5'9".
Yeah, see, so when you and it's Kelly, right?
Yes, the one you've never met.
No.
Jamie.
I'm sorry, Jamie.
Jamie's the one that lives here. Yeah.
Yeah. When you and Jamie walk around the mall, it kind of makes sense. Unfortunately, yes, being white does play a part in it.
That fucker's taller than me. Like, he is literally like 2 inches taller than me.
Well, that's what I'm saying. You're both kind of, you know, larger fellas. And that's just what it is, you know. And I think don't you have like similar hairstyles sometimes?
Yeah, it's wavy.
Yeah,
yeah.
So that's what you know. It wasn't all race, baby. Yeah, I mean, being white does help, because if he was black and he looked similar to you, they'd be like, "That's not your kid. You might want to look at the milkman or something."
Well, it's like when Kelly was little, be out somewhere. "Oh, you look just like your mother." I don't know how I had any input on that, but thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, take the compliment. Hopefully it's a good compliment, you know.
He's a good kid. He's a kid, so in essence he's a shithead, but he's a lovable shithead and I adore him dearly.
Well, that's it. He's your shithead.
He's my shithead, so it's, you know, it's okay. I love him. I miss him. I do.
Yeah, I was gonna say, see, you guys are further ahead in the child rearing department. You know, I'm starting over again, and I still ain't got 9-year-olds, so you know.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting on the shithead phase, you know, where I go from being the best wonderful man in the world to that's just my dad. Like, I'm pretty sure she's gonna give me that worse than my son. Just because, like, I do a bunch of stuff with him. Like, I'm always some type of coach or something in his little sports things or whatever. I'm always involved with his stuff. And I know for a fact she's going to be doing, like, my wife already has a plan. Dance, gymnastics, all that girly girl stuff. And I'm going to teach her how to punch people in the throat and kick dudes in the balls. So.
She might not want to do the girly girl stuff.
Here's the thing. My wife is going to force it on her. She's got no choice. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to do it just like I did my son. I'm going to put her in a bunch of sports. That kind of helps kids get acclimated to other kids and kind of being a little bit more normal. She doesn't have to be, you know, just like myself. I don't need you to be a superstar. I just need you to know the basics. And we're just going to get this thing going and hopefully, you know, even you all out. So you have a, you know, I want him to still know about, like, tech stuff. And I basically want him to be, like, a nerdy jock, if possible. You know what I mean?
Well, you need, like, to have him come over here then.
Well, see, yeah, yeah.
Because I can definitely fulfill his nerd quota.
Wait, here's the thing. He actually, he told us before the summer started that he kind of wants to do like a summer camp or something, like a chemistry camp. Only reason why he wants to do that is because he just wants to pour dangerous chemicals in together and hope, like on his TV shows, that something magical happens, like fairies, or he gets some superpowers.
Oh, I told that happened to me, and I used to love doing that shit until I accidentally rediscovered mustard gas.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you turned into a fairy. I was going to say, listen, that's another.
No, that was later on in life.
I was going to say, listen, that's your own choice. We don't judge you here for that.
Oh, you might not.
She gives me shit about it all the time.
Well, she loves you. You know, listen. I've never slept with you, never slept in the bed with you, I've never kissed you. So I think
That one night.
I mean, listen, we don't have to talk about that here. You know. Let go of the cord. See, she's grabbing cords and stuff. She's messing me up over here. I'm going to talk about you the rest of this show. I'm going to talk bad about you. I'm sorry, go ahead.
All you got to be lucky for is the fact that your son isn't acting like Kevin Murphy from F is for Family. Have you seen season 2?
Oh, that is my show.
God, I fucking hate you, Dad.
I said, yeah, listen. First, I couldn't talk to him like the dad does on there. Bill Burr. But
I'm going to put you through a fucking wall.
Yeah. Like, I couldn't talk to him like that to have a freak out every 30 minutes, yeah. You know. But if my son did, it'd be a lot of backhands and probably body shots. I'm going to be honest with you. There's a couple things I can deal with and, you know, kind of laugh off and, son, don't you do that. And there's certain things I'm like, all right, you want to talk? All right, come on. Come out in this yard. We're going to square up for a second. Clearly you're a grown man and we need to get this handled, because I don't even let grown men talk to me like that. And I damn sure ain't going to let the child that I've been raising for, you know, all your life do it. So, yeah. But that's my show, though. I do love that. I'm on what episode are you? Did you finish it?
Oh, I finished it, dude. I finished it that weekend.
Oh, I hate you.
Yeah, We finished it like the first episode, like the first day we found out about it.
I like to do a slow burn. I like to like imagine that it's like a show that comes on like every other day.
Nah, dude, I can't do slow burns. I get obsessed. Like, we watched Mad About You in a series of about a month and a half. Like the entire 8 seasons or however many seasons.
Yeah, I told you, I'm still on Supernatural. That damn thing's got 12 seasons and 22 episodes every season.
I love that show.
I'm on season, I think, 10 right now. Little girl.
I'm still on season 1, but Carrie's watched it twice.
Really? Damn, Carrie.
She's watched the entire series twice. She's watched Vampire Diaries twice.
I can't. I couldn't. That seemed a little too. What was that little gay teen? I mean, gay vampire movie that came out.
Twilight. Fuck
no.
That.
No.
With the sparkly vampires.
No, they don't sparkle.
Give me True Blood any day of the week.
You know what? A lot of people hated True Blood.
I really hated the last two or three seasons because they went so far away from the book that it caused me to not even want to read the new books anymore.
See, I'll be honest with you. I'm one of those guys, like, only reason why I knew Game of Thrones, like shows like that, was a book series is because they kept saying...
it's because all the fat guys like me that keep on telling you, have you read the book?
Like, you've read it.
The book is so much better. They were like, the book is so much better. Or, you know, in the book they do this, and he hasn't written the next book, so he can't do, you know, another season until the next book is written.
Well, they're doing this season, and then... they're doing one more after this, which might.
What?
Yeah, they're.
I just started watching last year, and I watched like all 4 seasons in like a month time.
See, you binged like on weeks. It. You binged.
Oh yeah, I binged on it hard because it was on demand. This is before I really started binging on Netflix, and I binged on it real hard, and I was like, wow, this this is a good show. I thought it was really one of those like nerdy shows, kind of like a Firefly or something. You know,
fuck you. Go watch it and then make fun of it. You know, Lint.
Firefly.
You remember Lint, you know, right? Lint used to make fun of me all the time. And then one weekend, he watched the movie and the entire season. Well,
Here's the thing.
He came back the next episode, and he was like, dude.
Yeah, I remember him talking about it. He was like, oh, man, it was so great. But here's the thing. I watched the movie. I never watched the show. And I watched the movie because I just kind of like sci-fi shows. And I was like, hey, this movie isn't too bad.
You got to watch the show.
A lot of people don't agree with me that I thought the movie was okay, besides you. But yeah, man, is does that have a book series too? Or is that,
some graphic novels. I don't know if the graphics novels, comic books, whatever the hell. I don't know what I'm allowed to call them these days. But yes, there's some graphic novels. I think four of them.
Really?
Yeah, we've got, I think, three of them. I don't know that we've read them all. I know I haven't because I get confused over comic books because I don't know whether to go left to right, right to left, up to down to up. It just the cell structure makes no sense to me.
That's true.
So we've been talking about stuff we watch. Let's talk about stuff we subscribe to. Podcasts or YouTube channels. Mike, let's start with you. What do you subscribe to on YouTube?
Besides this wonderful platform, I actually do a lot of video interviews and funny little comedy things. So,
what channels do you subscribe to, though?
Like Breakfast Club, Hot 97, All Def Digital. I did College Humor for a while, but then it kind of
sold down out
videos.
Yeah.
Yeah, I said, well, not even that. They stopped like having continuous videos, and it was like it started becoming like instead of every like other day or whatever, it started going like once every couple weeks. They fell off for a while there, or maybe I just stopped watching it. But my favorite one is the Captain America one with Don Cheadle. Oh, god damn, I love that one.
I'm not talking about videos. I'm talking about channels.
Yeah, it's well, I'm saying the whatever the name is that channel. I'm trying to think. What else?
You listen to shit I've never heard of.
Yeah, well, again, see, that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. Same thing like the music. I keep telling you that. Just because Duffy ain't into it don't mean it don't exist, baby.
Well, hello? Thank you for that, Mike. Carrie, what are you into? What do you like on the YouTubes?
Pretty much just the Good Mythical Morning.
Oh, I did subscribe to that one.
Okay.
Because of you guys.
Yeah, we watch Good Mythical Morning, Good Mythical More. We do Rhett and Link's buddy system on YouTube Red. We pay for YouTube Red. So
I get
that.
All giddy every time I hear let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Wait, so how do you guys like YouTube Red? Like, is it
dude, we haven't seen a commercial in ages. Now, here's the thing. We use ad blockers in our browsers, so we weren't seeing commercials anyway. But when I'm taking a poo and I'm looking at it on my phone, yeah, commercials suck. But we got it for the Google Play Music. We got the family plan, so hey, if you guys want to be a part of my family plan, I've got a couple of openings. Get you a free account. But we got Google Play Music, and it comes with YouTube Red, which is the commercial free and exclusive content version of YouTube. So it's great. We love it. Red and Link's buddy system is great, and they're filming season 2 right now, so look forward to that. And yeah, I mean, I do a lot of stuff. You don't do anything more?
Gonna die. No.
Well, all right. Well, I am a techie. I don't know if you knew this, but I'm an IT guy.
You don't say.
Yeah.
I would have never guessed it.
So I watch a lot of stuff. I just got into iJustine. I always heard that she was just a bimbo, but now she's pretty cool, apparently. So I've been watching iJustine, the king of random. I dig him. He's pretty cool. He does science experiments, shit that your kid would like, Mike.
What's it called?
The King of Random. He makes his own liquid nitrogen. It's crazy.
I don't know if I want my son doing that. I'm gonna be honest with you.
You wouldn't be able to. He wouldn't be able to get away with it without you knowing. Believe me.
I think I might want to watch the Bill Nye thing on Netflix.
Yeah, no kidding.
I'll start them off there. Then we'll work our way up.
I also watch Lon Sideman because it's a tech channel, and Mobile Tech Reviews because they're awesome, and a bunch of stuff. I even subscribe to my mama's channel. That's right, Mama B, who's usually in the Rook Intel chat room. She has her own channel called 70 Acres Studio, and I watch that a lot. That she's got some really great art videos there.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. 70 Acres.
70 Acres Studio.
70 Acres Studio. She's going to throw up on me again. Not your mother, but my daughter.
Well, thank you for clarifying.
And you might subscribe to a lot of stuff, but that doesn't limit what you watch, because I swear to God, there are times where it feels like we have watched every video on YouTube.
That is an impossibility, my dear.
I mean, I can't. The only time I get to watch real entertainment is when you aren't in the house.
Wow. Gee, thanks.
I mean, it took me a week to watch one episode of a TV show. Thank you.
I can't help it. If you wanted to watch it, you could have just watched it. You didn't need to wait until I wasn't watching something.
It's hard to watch something when the remote is permanently attached to your hand.
All you got to do is have it playing when I get home, and I won't touch it.
Mm-hmm.
I've told you this.
Mm-hmm.
So, Mike, earlier in the show, you were talking about a guy who fired himself. You want to talk about that?
So, hold on. What's my baby? Mm-hmm. I'm trying to teach you manners, little girl. All right? When people are talking, you say, excuse me, and you just don't cry. I'm going to kiss you anyway. I don't care. All right, so here we go. So basically, this guy at my job, right? He's only been there about a month. He's a older guy, like 53.
Yeah, it's pretty old.
Yeah. So what happened was initially, the very first month, this guy was kicking ass. I mean, he like the first 3 weeks, he was helpful. He was finding out about stuff. He was really helping, you know, it was just really helpful. I had to give it to him. Me and my boss were talking about it. And so the other guy, there's another guy named Mike. He's white.
Why is it got to be Mike. A white thing?
Well, I mean, because he's Vanilla Mike and I'm Chocolate Mike.
Okay.
So that's what we call ourselves. But so he kept saying how bad this guy was. Like, God, this guy sucks. He freaking just walks around. He daydreams at the front. You know, he's not really helpful. When the customers come in, he doesn't know what he's talking about. And now me and my general manager, we're looking at him. I'm like, when I see him, he's kicking ass. He's doing this. He's doing it. So he kept talking about how this guy smokes. And I saw him smoke like once or twice. At the time, the month was real busy. So I'm in and out of the store. I'm going to the places I'm supposed to go to. So when it slows down, towards, like, I'd say the end of last month, me and my boss started noticing, like, this guy is kind of, I mean, I already knew he was a weirdo. Like, put it this way, he would randomly, out of nowhere, start talking about his relationship with his girlfriend. Mm. Now, he's 53 years old. You're like, okay, you know, I'm when people are that old and they're not married or, like, divorced, I kind of, it makes me worry a little bit. So, I was like, you know, that's kind of like a red flag to me. Like, all right, maybe this guy's a little weird. But he was talking about this girlfriend, and her name is Susan, by the way. Now, here's what I came to find out with talking to this guy. He's talking about a relationship that he had when he was 18. Did I tell you he was 53?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's talking about a relationship that he had when he was 18 as if it just happened. Hey, you calm it down. What? I'm sorry. See, that's what I got to do. I got to, you know, rough her up a little bit with kisses. Just all this. But so he's talking about this relationship as if he's in it at the moment, which let us know he was crazy and probably a stalker, because he was telling us stuff about this lady to this day. And I'm like, this lady might want to get a restraining order against this guy. But that's neither here nor there. Oh, my God. You see what I'm saying? Total asshole mode. So basically, guy's a little weird. He's a little off, and he smokes cigarettes like a chimney. I'm not talking about like on the smoke break, because here my boss is real cool. It's a little bit more loosey goosey on like smoke breaks and breaks in general. You might get them and you might not, depending on where you are. I don't smoke. So the guy probably smokes at work anywhere between 15 to 20 cigarettes. And that doesn't sound, I guess, like a lot to some people. But when you got somebody going back and forth, like he'll go to the front and smoke. Then we got a little warehouse. He'll go out to the back and smoke. And literally in a week's time, we counted it up and he probably had like, even after it rained and it was windy and everything, probably like a couple hundred cigarette butts in the front of the store. Now, I don't know if you know, but that's pretty just damn disrespectful and ignorant. Yeah. So, and because nobody else smokes, there was no little smokers thing there. So he's just flicking them. Mm. People are walking in, bringing it into the store. It's bad business. So, so what happened was the guy just decided he was going to sit in the front and just stare out the window. He was going to get the orders wrong. He wasn't going to help. Like, he did this weird thing of, like, when I'm at my little desk and I'm typing away and I'm doing work, he would ask me a question, like, hey, Michael, what's going on? Do you need any help? And I'm like, all right, no, I'm good. Or I say, yeah. But he would stand there with his arms folded and stare at me. He did this the day he got fired. He talked to me, which he hasn't been doing, and he just stood there and stared at me for 5 solid minutes before I knew he was staring.
Wow.
I had no idea he was still there. And so he's just staring at me. And I'm like, are you okay? What's going on, brother? You know, and he was like, oh, no, I'm fine. And then, like, the moment I said something, he, like, walked away. And I'm like, okay, that's weird. But he does it all the time. Like, he'll sit in my chair when I'm not there. What? It's a bunch of weird stuff. Guy's a weirdo.
Crackhead.
To me, it sounds like he was probably envisioning how he was going to come in there and kill everybody.
See, here's the thing. That's what we're still worried about. The guy was also doing this weird thing of like, so he came in on a Friday. Hey, I got some personal problems. This is like 2 weeks ago. Hey, I got some personal problems, personal issues I need to take care of. Can I leave a little early at 12? Not an issue. Go ahead. Monday, we're off. Tuesday, he comes in. He works the whole day. Wednesday, he's off. Thursday, this is last week, he comes in and he says, hey, so he's helping this guy in the back load up some stuff, and which ended up me helping the guy because he was like, hey, Mike, could you do this for me? I'm kind of gassed. And I'm thinking he's an older guy. He also smokes cigarettes like a chimney. He's got no stamina, whatever. So I'm like, all right, helping the guy load up, whatever. He disappears. Now, I'm helping a guy in the warehouse, and it has a door that you can see out of.
Yeah.
So I'm looking around. I'm like, where did he go? I see him outside with one leg kicked up against the wall smoking a cigarette. And then he smokes another one. And I'm like, hey, guy, you want to help? Oh, man, I can't really do that. I'm a little hurt from that. I'm like, okay, that's total BS, but I'll let it slide because the guy needs help and the guy that I'm helping is really cool. So I'll help him out. So he goes to the front. Now, my boss was like, all right, I need this guy to do something. So he was like, hey, I got to make sure I don't say his name. He's like, hey, I need you to check into this for me. Like, we got an audit coming up, so I need you to check these items to make sure that, you know, everything's on the up and up. The moment my boss gave him some work, he said, I'm not feeling good from doing that work in the back. I need to leave and go home.
Wow.
Mind you, he came in at 8. He left at 9:40.
Jesus. That's so, my kind of day.
Wait, no. It gets better. So me and the other guy that's named Mike, we've known for like the last 2-3 weeks that this guy is a bum, he sucks, da-da-da, whatever. My manager he's a real nice guy. He didn't really want to believe it, I guess, all the way. But that, you know, after we came back from Memorial Day, he was starting to see more and more. So he comes in on Friday, right? I kid you not. And he's like, hey, I might have to leave early. And my boss is like, why? And he's like, I ate a sandwich last night that's just sitting in my stomach like a rock.
Oh, my God.
Now, he said, I might. Right? So now he's just sitting up in the front. My boss is like, watch this. He's like, hey, guy, I got to make sure I don't say his name. He's like, hey, guy.
Call him Ted.
Yeah, we'll say Ted. Hey, Ted, I need you to check this stuff because we still have that audit coming up. So we're supposed to check the whole store. And so the guy, he's like, oh, okay, okay. He takes the clipboard and some paper and he goes, he does what we call this lap around the store where he just goes literally around the whole store in the back, comes back to the front, and he acts like he did something. So he goes around the whole store, goes to the back, comes around, and I shit you not, 5 minutes later, he's like, yeah, I'm not feeling good. I'm going to have to go home. Now, this time, he didn't even ask. He was saying it on the way out the door.
Wow.
So he's like, he told a manager, like, hey, we'll call him Bob. Hey, Bob, I got to go.
What happened to Ted?
No, so, that's the manager. Is Bob.
You said what?
The manager is Bob. The manager's Bob is Ted. Is
Ted. Exactly. I don't want to say
along.
In that case,
you got to call the manager Bill.
Bill, Bob, one
no,
of them.
No, Bill. Right? Bill.
Bill. Okay, we'll call him Bill, Mr. Control Freak. So he literally, he's like, hey, Bill. He's like, hey, I got to go. And so he goes, he leaves, he walks out the door. And we look, now I'm in the back. Mind you, I'm there from 7 to 4. He's supposed to be there from 8 to 5. I come up at 8:30, 8:31, and I look and I'm like, hey, where's Ted? And he's like, you wouldn't believe me if I told you. And I look outside and I see his car pulling out. And all I'm saying, I'm like, no, come on. No, you lying to me, right? You lied to me, right? And I'm laughing. He's like, and my manager's pissed off. And he's like, no, not at all. That's exactly what he said to me. He said he needed to leave because the sandwich he ate the night before is sitting in his stomach like a rock. But mind you, when he was sitting up in front, he was fine. But the moment my manager asked him to do the stuff to help out with the audit, he was like, oh, I'm not feeling good. I gotta go. So now that's last week. We're coming into Monday now. Monday, he works the whole day. No problem, right? But his version of work is like walk around, bullshit, smoke a bunch of cigarettes, not really do work. So now my manager is upset and he's talking about firing him.
Well, sure.
Yeah. I mean, he actually probably should have did it earlier, but you know, hey, whatever. He's a really nice guy. So my manager has a talk with the other guy, Mike. They talk for a while. And I'm in some of the talk, and, you know, it's kind of about the store or whatever. So I come out, the other guy, other Mike comes out, and he's like, hey, send in Ted. So me and the other Mike go around the corner, and we're kind of like, we were going to, like, man, you won't believe this guy here. He still ain't did anything. Like, this is the morning where he's staring at me. He's not doing anything. He's just smoking cigarettes back to back. It's horrible. It's like real blatant now. It's not even pretending to hide it. So so he goes in, and now my manager told me to rest, and then I hear like literally 5 minutes, not even 5 minutes, like 2 minutes later, I hear, is this what you're doing? Is this what you're doing? And we'll say, Ted, is this what you're doing, Ted? Like, Ted, I'm telling you, you're not fired. I need to talk to Ted. If you walk out the door, I got to let you go. If you walk out the door, I got to let – so – I can hear and I can kind of see. So he tells us the full story. He says, basically, the guy comes in. He gives him the key because, again, he closes at night. He gives him the key. He says, hey, I heard you're going to fire me, so I'm just going to go ahead and give you the key and get on out of here.
Wow.
And mind you, nobody said this. Like, nobody has said this. He has not heard this from anybody's lips. He's never heard this from anybody. And the meeting that they had right before him had nothing to do with him. So he didn't hear any of this. He just knew he was doing so shitty, he was about to get fired. So he comes in, and he's telling my manager, I heard you're about to fire me, so here's the key. I'm going to go ahead and get on out of here. My manager is like, no, you didn't hear that from me. Like, I never said that. And he was like, no, I know you're going to do it, so I'm going to go ahead and give you a key. He's like, no, I'm telling you, I never said that. He was like, no. So I'm going to get, he's like, no, here's the key. I'm going to go ahead. He's like, no, I'm telling you, you're not fired. Just close the door. We need to talk. And he's like, no, don't worry about it. And he's like, close the door. We need to talk. So finally, that's one thing I did see was like the door kind of creak open and kind of shut and then kind of open again. So he says he got it, closes, and the guys next to us, they told us all about it too. But he was like, he closed the door, and he was like, "What's going on, buddy?" Like, he was like, "Well, you're going to fire me, so there's really no need in explaining." He was like, "I'm not going to fire you. Tell me what's going on. You did great the first month, and now you've been slacking. I just want to know what happened." And he's like, "Oh, don't worry about it. Just, you know, you just fire me, and I'll get on out of here." He's like, "I'm not firing you.
Wow.
Tell me what's..." This guy literally opened the door while I gave him the key. He's like, "I'll just go ahead and leave. I'll just go ahead and leave." He's like, "I'm not firing you. Tell... what is going..." And like, he's literally, he's yelling, "I'm not firing you. Come back and talk to me." And the guy's like, "Nope, nope, it's it. It's whatever. I'll go ahead and leave." And we're all just sitting there like, this dude just quit. And it's funny because everybody thinks he was on drugs, and I think it was meth, because on one side of his mouth, he was missing a whole bottom row of teeth.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, yeah. And his breath smelled like coffee and cigarettes all the goddamn time.
Ah.
Well, see, here's the thing. It was funny because it was like, I saw the end, and he pulled out the parking lot all dramatic, light, and burnt off. And I'm like, "Did you fire him?" He's like, "No." He's like, "Did you hear me? I told him I wasn't going to fire." I've never seen somebody wild get... My manager is yelling, "I'm not firing you." He's like, "Whatever. I'm just going to go ahead and leave." And I was like, "Boy." And then I mess with my manager. We always make like race jokes. Like, if HR heard us, we all get fired. I was like, "Boy, that is some white privilege for your ass right there."
Oh.
I was like, "I've been fired, but nobody's ever been like, 'Hey, I'm not firing you. I just want to talk.' They've always been like, 'Hey, I need you to get the hell out.'"
Yeah. I've had plenty of those conversations.
I know it wasn't white privilege. I just like saying that, messing with him. But that guy, he sucked ass. He was horrible. And I'll be honest with you, I'm glad that he's gone. And I hope that he doesn't come back, because if he does, he's probably coming to kill us.
Well, good luck on not dying.
Oh, I'm real good at it, baby. I've been doing it for 31 years. I'm going to keep it going.
Well, thank you for sharing that story with us. All right, we are going to get out of here, folks. Thank you for listening to Prime. It is Friday, so we're going to go relax a little bit before the end of the night. And this show will be out Monday, so you get to enjoy it then. Carrie, any parting words of wisdom?
No.
All right, good night, guys.
That's wisdom right there.
A little warning would have been nice. I could have prepared something.
Stupid people.
Yeah. Like Carrie, she's a non-stupid person, and she this gets the regular loot crate. And what did you get last time?
I don't even remember, dude.
I'm wearing a shirt that says "Goonies Never
Say
Die."
We went over it. Why are we going over it again?
I don't know.
All then right, shut up and move along.
If you...
Someone you love.
Yeah.